and baseless. Why saw ye his kibishot? Rashi says, Rashi of the Zohar says, because there weren't shishim ribe participants in the Mohammed, and it was not how pure only to me. Teisves, and Rashi here says it wasn't the Tzirakol Yisroel, and Teisves here and in Abrizora says that doesn't matter whether it's Alpi only to me, not Alpi only to me, whether they are Shishim Ribe or not, doesn't matter. But see, the reason is why it's Kibush Yochid, because at the time David was Kibush Surya, so Eretz Knaan, the whole was not as yet in the possession of the Jewish people. Yerushalayim itself was in the possession of the Yebusim. We said that according to Rashi and Teisves, the definition of Kibush Rabim is the same. Kibush Rabim means Kibush realized by Klal Yisrael, not by individual Jews. It doesn't make any difference whether the Kibush Al Pedin is realized by one Jew or by 10 million Jews or 80 million Jews. As long as it's not a Kibush realized by Klal Yisrael as a tzibur, as a unit, as one person. So Rashi says, in order that the kibush should be nisyachis to Klal Yisrael, there has to be a rabbin participant. What's a rabbin? Shishim ribe. And it has to be al pi adibur. Then it's nisyachis to Klal Yisrael. If it's not al pi adibur, it's not nisyachis to Klal Yisrael. And teis v'shite is no. In order to be nisyachis to Klal Yisrael, one thing is necessary, that it should involve the kiyum mitzvah of kibush oretz, of rishtem v'yishavtem bo. So mele, if it is nirbesh, if it is nirbesh, when al pidin they are mitzvah to be kevish, so then it's misyachis klal Yisrael. But if Arsnan is not likvul l'sel, they're not allowed him to be kevish. How can they be mekayim mitzvah of Yerishtem Yishavtem Bo? So mele, it's not Misyachis to Klal Yisrael. But the definition of Kibush Rabim is the same according to Russian Teisves. Namely, Kibush by Klal Yisrael, not Kibush by Yochid or by 10 million Yochid. The Rambam has his theory. The Rambam is very complicated in regard to Kibush. Yes. Well, we explained the Rashi and Gittin, not that it's in conflict. What?
No, I don't mean to steer. I mean, Rashi says, first of all, it's Shehoyu Kulam, and then Rashi says, because Shul is Zerach Kol Yisrael. Two conditions, two tonight?
Two things. Suppose you have all the Jews participating, but it's not Zerach Kol Yisrael. The intention is just for them. I mean, for them, for the kevshim. So then, it's not kibush rabbi. As a matter of fact, the Rambam, we mentioned the Rambam melachim when he melach is kevish. So then, half of it belongs to the melach, and it doesn't mean chas v'sholim melach that he should keep it for himself, for his own, you know, wealth. Also, it's here of Bnei Yisrael. But it says, he has title, and half is for the Kevshim, the Anshei HaMelchomo and the Yeshvim HaKelim. So that's not Kibush Rabim, that's Kibush Yochid. But Kibush Rabim, so then it belongs to Klal Yisrael. The Melech has no special Chelek, and the Mishtatvim, the Melchomo, and the Yeshvim HaKelim have no special Chelek either. It belongs to Klal Yisrael. Now let's see Lashon Rambam. The Rambam is, on the surface it appears that there is a stira in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perik Aleph Milches Trumes, Aleph Milches Trumes, Halacha Bei said as follows: Eretz Yisrael, Ha'amuro, Bichol Mokeim, Hidarotzei, Shekipshon, Melech Yisrael, Oinovi, midas riv Yisrael, vizeo ani koti b'shtam. Aval yochid mi Yisrael in mishpocho o yishevet, sheholchu v'kofshu le'atzmon, mokim afilu min ore shenitno Avrom, in nikoi at Yisrael, kidei sheyinagu beikol ha-mitzves. Umipnei ze, alright. So that's mashma like, I mean, not exactly like Rashi, but like Rashi Shiti. In other words, only when it's done by the rabbi. What does it mean, rabbi? Rashi mentions Shishim Ribei, Alpir Mitumim, the Rambam mentions Melech, and Midas Riv Yisrael, Midas Bez Nagol. But it's like Rashi. It's like Rashi, not like Teisus. Then, the Rambam says in Perikalef Mechestrumes Halacha Gimu, so the Rambam defines Kibush Yochid not al pi bezd. So mele, one would get the impression from this Rambam that Tzuria is Kibush Yochid because it was not Nidas Bez Nagot. And from the Pashtus Haloshon of the Sifri, it's much more that way. Somuch the Paltira Shaloch Loikavash Sanhedrin told him, Somuch the Paltira Shaloch Loikavash Vatoilich Vekevis Ram Narai. So it's mashma that it wasn't Alpi Bez Nagot. And Rashi says, Rashi and Teisve say that David's Kibush of Syria was not Alpi Bez Nagot. But the Rambam Noach Gimel says as follows, Ha'arotzei Shekobash David חוץ לארץ כנען, גרם נעריים ורם צבו ואחלו וחייץ בהן, אף על פי שמלך ישראל הוא, ועל פי בזד נעגודלו איסה, איני כארץ ישראל לכל דבר, ולוי כחוץ לארץ לכל דבר, כאין בובל ומצרים, אלו יוצאו מכלל חוץ לארץ, ולייסון כארץ ישראל לא הגיעו, ומפנימה יורדו ממעלס ארץ ישראל, מפני שכובע שאיסון, קדם שעיר בישכול ארץ ישראל, אלו נשאר בו משיב עממי, ואילו תופס כל ארץ כנען לגבולסאו, והכין כובש הרוצס אחרי ראיס, הויו כיבושי כולי כארץ ישראל לכל דבר. והרוצס שכובש דובית אני קורא סורי. So here, in explaining the din of כיבוש יוחית, so he uses the lishenes of Rashi. But in explaining why Suri is Kibush Yochid, he uses the Lishenis of Teisus. Seems like a stira.
Both. Either one.
Yeah, and then the strange thing is, he says, Ha'achotzi shekobash dovich chutz la'asnan, ki ha'am narayin v'ram tzevo v'achlo v'chayis ben, af al pi shemelech Yisroelu, v'al pi bezna agod lo eise, איני כארץ ישראל לכל דבר. So it's על פי בזד נגודל. על פי בזד נגודל. And the Sefri says, the Sanhedrin said to him, סמוך ופלצורי שלוח לא יכבשתו, והתוקה הילך בכביש רם נראי. It's much more that they rebuked דוד המלך. So it's הסתירה, so it's ממש. Say, say, what the Sefri says. So
the Rambam calls on the first one Kibush Yochid.
Yeah, yeah.
So how does he? I mean, he doesn't use the expression Kibush Yochid on Surya.
That's right. The Rambam, when he discusses Kibush Yochid,
like
so then he says like Rashi. I mean, like similar to Rashi. But then, so one would expect the Rambam to use the same thing. Because Gemara says Suriah is Kibush Yochid. But when he discussed the time of Surya, he mentions Tesis stuff. So according to Tesis, there's the Pshat Kibishyokit, but the Rambam didn't explain Kibishyokit that way. So what is it? So there is a terrace by my brother, Abisid Ber. A very good terrace. But I mean, I don't know whether there could be another Pshat in the Rambam also. The Rambam in Pirkei Aleph Milchas Trumas, Halacha Yud says, Akum shekona karka be'as Yisrael. There is a machlekes in the Gemara in Gittin that memzai as to whether yesh kinyan biyadakum laf kiyam di trumis u maizres or ein kinyan biyadakum laf kiyam di trumis u maizres. Machlekes between Rabbe and Rabbe Loza. Rabbe says ein kinyan leakum laf kiyam di maizres. Now let's see, turn to the Gemara in Gittin that memzai no medalek. Omar Rabbe, Afal Pisha in Kinley with Kehovin the Altisoel, Lafkiam Yemaiser, Shenema, Kelly Oretz, Ligdusha Soretz. Aboyesh Kinley with Kehovin the Altisoel, Achrovo Beiris, Echenomaires, that means the King Aguf. Shenema, Hashemayim, Shemayim Adishem, Boris Dosan Leodo. Vira Blesser in the Afal Pisha in Kinley with Kehovin the Altisoel, Lafkiam Yemaiser, Shenema Adigon, Hovoli Dogne with Kehovin. Aber in Kiel gekommen, dass es voll aber mit Beresik und Meires, schon nehmen wir alle Moret. So according to Reb Lezer, a Goy is not able to acquire a king of Gufna of Israel. He's not able, he can acquire king of Peres, if he go by Skark in Arch Israel, so he can live there and everything, but he cannot be Mazik, the piece of Kark. I'll tell you, I might need it, Gemara. Okay, you can use it, but I might need it. Okay. All right, so then, but he cannot acquire a kin aguf. That means kin aguf means he can do with it whatever he wants. If somebody has a piece of land, he has a kin aguf, he can dig it up and be mazik it, and no one can have tainus to him. All right, there might be a tiny yisir of baltashkis. So that's an yisir of nodom lamokim, I mean baltashkis. But no one can prevent him from being mazik the piece of land. It's his piece of land. If somebody owns a table and he takes an axe and breaks it, so yisir of baltashkis. So it's an aveirim nodom lamokim. But no one can call him to his Torah, why did you break your table? It's not his business. He has the king aguf. So if a goy is able to acquire a king aguf in Eretz Yisrael, some male can be chayfer beres ichen umayres, and no Jew can have tainus against him, can call him to Eden Torah because he has a king aguf. But if we say ein kinyan biyad Nochri lachper bei Beresich and Meiris, it means a goy is mufke of a king aguf in Eretz Yisrael. In mufke of king aguf. So that's a machlekes, so there is a double machlekes between Rabbe and Reb Lezer. Double machlekes, there is no logical connection. Each one says two aloches. Rabbe says the aloche that an akum has no keach to, has no kinyan to be mafkia midigdushas midemaisras. Reb Lezer says, in regard to the question of the Yeshkinian, so the Reb Lezer says, Yeshkinian lachkia mi maizres. Why? Because the gong chovle don levik chovin. Avolein kinian. And that is reference to Eretz Yisrael. It's Eretz Yisrael. In other words, but Hashemayim Shemayim L'Adishem V'Rososam L'Odom, this is the rest of the earth, but not Eretz Yisrael.
They're diametrically opposite.
But it's two separate machlekes. One has nothing to do with the other. The Rambam paskens in like Rabbi, that ain't kinyan leakum be'arz Yisroel lafkia midimaisres. According to Reb Lezer, that yesh kinyan be'ad akum lafkia midimaisres, so then it means that if Israel sold the piece of land to an Akum, and then he bought it back from him, so it's also part of Tum's Maisis, because the fact that it was in the possession of the Akum was mafkia of the Chiyuv Tum's Maisis. So the Rambam says in Pirkei, he was it.
That was from that crop.
From that crop, yeah. So the Rambam says in Pirkei Aleph Milchas Trumas Halacha Yud, Akum shekono karka be'atz Yisrael lo yifkiyuo min ha-mitzves el ha-areyo b'kdushos. Even though it's only geyed gabedet kvap, but it's not, if we say yesh kiyem yed akum, so it's not hafkoye of the kdushos peres. It's hafkoye in the karka l'gabedet kvap. So the Rambam paskens like Rabbi. So he says in Perek Aleph Milchas Trumas Halacha Yud, Akum shekone karka be'atz Yisrael lo yifkiyuo min ha-mitzves el ha-areyu b'kdishos. Lifichoch im choza al Yisrael v'lokcho mimenu eino kikibushochit elo mafris trumes umais reis umeili bikurim v'hakem la-teiro kiilu lo yinimkro le'akum eilo v'yeish kinyen li'akum b'suye. Since the whole Kedushas Eretz Yisrael b'Surya, we paskin like Rabbi Yisi is only with the Rabbanon. So Mele, the Gemara says, "Yeish kinyan v'yad nochri lafkiya mi'etrumis ha'maisel b'Surya." But the Loshna Rambam is, "Akum shekone karka be'Eretz Yisrael lo yifkiyuo min ha'mitzves el ha'areyu b'kdishoso lifichoch im choza al Yisrael v'lokcho mimenu eino kikibushochit." So it's mashma that if we were to assume that yesh kiyem b'yad nochri lafkiyam l'itrumis ma'isres, but we are also to paskin that kibush yochich may kibush, so then when the Yisrael buys it back from the Akum, it's again chay. Even though at a time when he sold it to the Akum, the Kedusha was pokal ligabe, the peres doesn't mean it's pokal ligamre, but it was pokal ligabe the peres. But when the Akum, the Yisrael buys it back from the Akum, it's Chizav and Iskadish. But since we pass in Kibush Yochid any Kibush, Kibush Yochid any Kibush, so Mimele, once we assume that Yesh Kim Yad Nochi, and it's Pokat the Dusha Soros, Ligab the Peiris, so then it can be Iskadish again. So, but we paskin that kibush yochid lo yishmei kibush. But according to Reb Meir, that kibush yochid shmei kibush. So even if we were to assume like Reb Lezer that yesh kiyem b'yad nochi lafkiyem l'itchumis ma'isres, but when the Israel buys it back, it's again niskadish b'idushas art Yisrael l'gab the peres, and it's chayim l'itchumis ma'isres. But we paskin kibush yochid lo yishmei kibush. But the question is, what does it have to do with machlekes kibush yochid shmei kibush or kibush yochid lo shmei kibush? After all, here there was no kibush altogether. He just
had a transaction.
He just had a transaction. The answer is, so from the Rambam it appears that according to Mandoma, of kibush yochid is shmei kibush, so it's not even necessary that there should be a maise kibush Nuchame, even without Nuchame. Just the fact that the Jews bought it from the Akum is Beshus Yisrael again. Without a Maise Kibush, without Nuchame, without a Maise Kibush. The fact that it's in the possession of the Jews. So Mimele, that is Mikadish El Bidush Yisrael. So it's a big Chiddush. One could argue, two Kibush Yochich Mei Kibush. So Kibush Yochich Mei Kibush means that even a kibush by Yochid, but there has to be a Maise Kibush by one Jew, but a Maise Kibush
l'chol
ha'poros.
Why should there have to be a Maise Kibush?
Why not?
Conquer it. It has to conquer it.
There's halacha that it's niskadish through kibush, so there has to be a Maise Kibush.
Please.
So there has to be a Maise Kibush. There has to be a Maise Kibush. We could argue that way. So the Rambam says, if we say Kibishochich may kibush, it's not even necessary there should be a maizik. If we say kibishochich oish may kibush, and the only kibush rabim, so then there has to be a maizik kibush. But if we say kibishochich oish may kibush, so without mochame, without anything, the fact that it's Bashus Yisroel, that in itself is mikadish edishas, it's a big chiddush. So Meile, my father says,
one second.
My father says that the Rambam explains the shaile of kibush yochich mei kibush or kibush yochich loish mei kibush similar to Rashi. And Tsuye was not even a kibush yochich.
No.
One second, please. Because the Rambam says, you came in late, I'm not going to repeat it again. So the Rambam says that Tsuye, so David HaMelech was kibush. As it was kibush al pi melech al pi bez nagodl, so it was a kibush rabim. It was a kibush rabim according. Because how does the Rambam define kibush rabim? That melech hoy novi midas rev Yisrael hoy midas bez nagodl. So David HaMelech was melech, and it was midas bez nagodl. So it conforms to the definition of kibush rabim. Teisves and Rashi say that it wasn't Alpi Bez Nagod. But the Rambam says it was Alpi Bez Nagod. So that's the definition of Kibush Rabim. So it was Kibush Rabim. It was Kibush Rabim. So why wasn't Suri and his Kaddish B'dushas as Yisrael? So there's another aloha, not Kibush Yochit, another aloha, that Nisofis cannot be Niskadish B'dushas as Yisrael until Eretz Knan Ligvulisel is now possession. But if at the time of the kibush of the Nisofis, even though it's a kibush rabbi, because it's Melech Yisroel al Pidaz Bez Nagodol, but if at that time Eretz Knan is not Ligvulisel, so Nisofis cannot become Niskadri B'dushas as Yisroel. So even according to Rav Meir B'Shaite, Rav Meir says that kibush yochich mei kibush, so so is as Yisrael. So Rav Meir, my brother says, Rav Meir only says later on it was chayim trumas maizris, according to Rav Meir. But b'shaite, when David HaMelech was kibush Surya, and at that time Yerushalayim was in the possession of the Yevusi, so even according to Rav Meir it was not chayim trumas maizris. But Rav Meir says Surya is chayv into Musa Maisres because later on, so David was Kevish. At that moment when he's Kevish Surya, so Yerushalayim was not in the possession of the Jewish people. But later on, it was in the possession that we see, I mean, the transaction with Areno, Hayivusi. So later on, it became this Kadri B'dushas as Yisrael. Why? According to Rav Meir, because Rav Meir holds kibush yochid ish mei kibush, and we see from the Rambam that according to Mandoma, kibush yochid mei kibush, so it's not even necessary to have a ma'ase kibush. It mainly is this kaddish as long as a certain mocking is in the possession, is now rishus, because the Rambam says akum shekone karka be'arz Yisrael. So the Rambam says that if we were to say that yesh tim yadakl afkim etzumis maisres, so it would be mafkia the gdushas oras legabe de peiros. But if we were to say that kibush yochich mei kibush, so then in spite of the fact that the gdusha was spaka when the akum bought it, but when the Yisrael buys it back from him, it's again his kaddish. How is it again his kaddish? The gdusha is spaka for kibush, but there was no maize kibush. So the answer is, if we say kibush yochich mei kibush, nothing is necessary. Only the mitzias that's in Bershus Yisrael. That in itself is enough. If it's Bershus Yisrael, so that in itself is enough. So even, let's say, if Jews buy from the Goyim, so it's also Niskadish B'dushas Eretz Yisrael. This is Eretz Yisrael. So Mele, Reb Meir says, true at the very outset when David was Kivish Surya, it was not Chayim to Mishra Maisras. Even though Reb Meir holds Kivish Yavish Me Kibush, but it's another Aloche. The Somuch Lepoltira Shaloch Loikovashto, Ve'atohelich V'kevish Esaram Narai. Now the Rambam says, the Tzurye, David HaMelech, was Kevish, Beshuz Bez Nagot. But the Sifri says, that the Sanhedrin said to David HaMelech, Somuch Lepoltira Shaloch Loikovashto, Ve'atohelich V'kevish Esaram Narai. So my brother said, according to the Rambam, the Pshat in the Sifri is not the way Tesis assumes. The Tesis assumes the Pshat is that the Bezna God of the Sanhedrin rebuked David HaMelech. Why did you do it? He had no right to do it. No, but the Rambam to the claim. He had the right to do it. But the Sanhedrin said to him, David asked them for a roye that it's Eretz Yisrael. So the Sanhedrin said to him, no, it's not this country which is Eretz Yisrael. We gave you rishus to wage the war against Syria. Fine. But you want now a heroe from us that Tzurye has Dushas Eretz Yisrael? No. In view of the fact that at the time of the kibush, even though you acted better with our approval, but at that time, so somuch lepaltira shaloch loikavashto vato yohelich v'kivis narayim, not that they rebuked him, you did something wrong.
Stating
a fact. So mainly it cannot be niskadish. So at the very outset, even according to Reb Meir, it was not niskadish. But years later, when David took possession of Yerushalayim through the transaction with Arena Yevusi, so then it could, according to Reb Meir, it became niskadish. But at the very outset, even according to Reb Meir, it wasn't niskadish. I mean, it's Kimin Chena.
And so why is it called? So what's the question of Kibush Yochish?
No, because Meir holds Kibush Yochish Mei Kibush. So later on, when he was Kavish Yerushalayim from the Yevusi and the rest of it, maybe there are other parts of the Oshin Shel Avraham Avinu that had not as yet been in the possession of the Jewish people. But later on, David was Kavish all over Eretz Yisrael. So then he became niskadish.
If he would hold Kibush Yochid Lashmei Kibush, then it won't help.
Because then there has to be a Maise Kibush.
There was no new Maise Kibush.
So it's Kimin Chayma. But then,
if you hold Kibush Yochid Lashmei Kibush, then the main part of Kibush was the fact that it's Nimitz of the Ein Yisrael.
That's right. As a matter of fact, there is a sefer of Eretz Yisrael, and we don't know who the mechaber is, but it's Nisyachis the Torah. I don't know whether you saw it. I'm sure the yeshiva doesn't have it. Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, that is Miyuchas to the Torah. Now, so the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael says, Hilchas Eretz Yisrael says a bigger chiddush. L'chol apoches, according to what my brother said in the Rambam, so only according to Mandoma Kibush Yochish Mei Kibush. So then it's not necessary even to have a Maise Kibush, even if you just buy it. But of course, he doesn't mean buy it, let's say, in the days when Eretz Yisrael was under the jurisdiction of the British government, you know. And so, but a Jew was able to buy a piece of land, but it wasn't, he didn't have the control over it. He just had title, but he didn't have the control over it. The Rambam means, in Chozar Yisroel v'lokchom imenu, and Yad Yisroel tkifo. So it's under the jurisdiction and the control of the Jews too. Then, if we say Kibush Yochish Mei Kibush, it would be niskadish. But suppose somebody would buy a piece of land in Eretz Yisroel, and it's under the jurisdiction of the Goyim, so So of course the tour wouldn't say that it's in Skadi Rijus Asrot. So it is obvious what the tour means. The tour says Al Bilchase, we pass in Kibush Yochid is Loishme Kibush. Loishme Kibush. So he still says in the Orech and Nitl Avrom Avinu, if Jews were just to buy from the going, no kibush, no Muhammad, nothing, but to buy it and with the understanding that they should have the full jurisdiction over it, not that the goyim should have the control over it. So then it is miskarev d'Yisrael. So that's even a bigger chiddush. So the Hilchas HaYisrael, it's, I don't know who is the mechaber. It's miyuches to the Torah. Whether the Torah was mechaber, but he was a big Talmud Chochem. Whoever he was a big Talmud Chochem. So Mele, the Hilchas HaYisrael says, even according to Mandoma, that we pass in Kibush Yochid, lo yishmei Kibush. But apparently, the Tur Shite is like the Shite of Teisves and Abrizor. That if it is in the origin, it's not Avram Avinu. So it doesn't matter. Even a Yochid, if he conquers it, so it's considered because it's Mishiachis to Klal Yisrael. So Mele, this tour goes one step farther. So it doesn't. The important thing is it should be Mishiachis to Klal Yisrael. So Mele, even if he does it, you know, through a transaction, so it's also Mishiachis to Klal Yisrael. So it becomes Niskadri Bidushas Arch Yisrael, even according to Rabbi Yezi. But the Rambam says it doesn't go so far. The Rambam says, the Rambam shita is that if we say kibush yochid lo yishmei kibush, then it's necessary to have a ma'ase kibush, but not just because it happens to be in the rishus of Yisrael. But if kibush yochid is lo yishmei kibush, in other words, for example, according to the Tur shita, the Torah does not have to say like the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Kedusha Rishayno was al the Kibush, and the Kedusha Shniyo was al the Chazoke. But according to the Torah Shite, since it was done Mirzeni of Keresh, some Meleis was it's also Kibush, or maybe not, because over there Keresh was a nice person, but Keresh did not give the Jews autonomy. I mean, in other words, he gave them a license to settle in Eretz Yisrael and to cultivate land, but he didn't give them full control over it. For Raya, when the Kusim denounced the Jewish people, so then he stopped the building of the Beis Hamikdash. So Mele, even according to the Torah, we had to resort to a Kedusha al Dechazok. Otherwise, it couldn't be in Scottish. But it too means if Jews will buy from the Goyim and they'll be understanding that they have to have the full control, then Mimele it's Kibush. And it's Kibush Rabim also. Because the Torah agrees with the Lomdes of Teisves that in the Oresh Nitl Avrom Avinu, even if it is done by a single Jew, it's Mishiachis to Klal Yisrael. But the Rambam doesn't agree with that. The Rambam says even the Oresh Nitl Avrom Avinu, so it has to be done al the Melech and al Pides Nagodl and so on. But according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, so the Rambam Shite is like the tools, that it doesn't require any Maisi Kibush. So Mele, my brother said, according to the Rambam, at the very outset, everybody agreed that it wasn't Chayvitz Musa Maisis. Because a special halacha, not Kibush Yochid. Special halacha, Somuch Lepaltir. There cannot be any Gdusha and Isofis as long as the Arznan Ligvul Asel is not in our possession. Special halacha, even Reb Meir was made it. But according to Reb Meir, later on when David HaMelech was Kivish Yerushalayim, and was Kevish every part of the Oresh Nitl Avraham Avinu, and the Arsknan became in our possession, the Cholgvul Esel. So Rabbi Meir said, at that moment, it could be Niskadish. But Rabbi Yisi says, no, but there was no Maisi Kibush, no Maisi Kibush Rabbim. So Meir, it couldn't be Niskadish. But at the very outset, So Surya was not niskadish according to everybody, even according to Rameh. So it is. Yeah.
So I mean, according to this, it comes out that the basis of the machlokes of kibush yochid is if there has to be a ma'aser kibush or not.
That's right.
And we have to say that even a yochid, if he is kibush, but it's not, it doesn't have a shem kibush.
No. The machlokes is.
How does it fit into the words kibush yochid shmei kibush?
No, because in order that it should be misyachis to Klal Yisrael, there has to be ma'aser kibush. By itself, it cannot become a kibush of Klal Yisrael. But if it's not necessary to have a kibush rabbin, so mainly it's not even necessary to have a kibush altogether. It has to be kibush. It's not the ma'aser kibush, but the state of being kibush.
That could only be all day rabbin.
Ma'aser kibush has to be a kibush rab, natural.
In other words, even if
it is, if it is just the state of being tachas yadein, doesn't make any difference. Rabbi,
yeah. But why is the Talmud? I mean, isn't that just like an extra point in the mandamah? Kibush yochid shmei kibush.
No, that will learn out from the pasuk. I don't have the chamisha chumshetei on. Okay.
Come
on, come. So in other words,
but if a yochid is kibush, does that have a shem kibush, or is not considered kibush at all? That the only ma'ala that it had could be is that the only reason it would help is because it's nimsa tachas yadenu.
That's right, nimsa tachas yadenu.
Even if he's
that's right. Yeah. But this halacha is learned out from the pasuk at the end of eight. ואיריש אדישם אסכול הגויים האלה מלפניכם וירישתם גויים גדלים ועצומים מכם כל המוקים אשר תדריך כפרג לכם בואי לכם יהיה as long as מן המדבר ועבון מן הנור להפוז לאחים יגבולכם so that's the drושה that first we have to have now possession ארש נשת לאברהם אבינו. And then there can be nisofis. Then there can be nisofis.
But that's the Rambam of Yesh Kinyan. So we would say that really you have to have kibush, according to Alaman, even if you have kibush, you also have to have a ma'aser kibush. So only that yachid is considered a kibush.
You mean the fact that the buying, so the purchase is a ma'aser kibush?
No. I'm saying without that Rambam, you would say that the...
A ma'aser kibush is required according to everybody. But kibush yochid is also good enough.
From that Rambam we see that mandam kibush yochid shmei kibush.
We don't even need a ma'aser kibush. Just the state of being tachas yadein. And the Torah says even more than that. Even according to La'alil, Alibed Emes, even according to Rabbi Yisi, in the origin, it's La'avom Avinu. So the fact that it's tachas yodeinu, that in itself makes it is in kaddish and bedushas arts.
Have to be
quite
madam kibush yochid shmei kibush. Does it have to be chativa achas though, or does it have to be begeder chazaka for the whole Klal Yisrael, chazaka even for a yochid?
Well, no, I suppose. Then no, it doesn't have to be because as far as the kinyan is concerned. So it mainly belongs to Klal Yisrael because Eretz Yisrael Mosekes Vilna Viseinu. We are only talking about Orochin to Avraham Avinu, we are not talking about Nisofis. And in regard to the Orochin to Avraham Avinu, mainly it belongs to Klal Yisrael. But the question is whether the kibush is Misyachis to Klal Yisrael. But according to the Torah, it's not even necessary that there should be Maisa kibush. The fact that it's Tachas Rishus Yisrael, that in itself is Mikadishet. Because the Kedusha Soharetz, Reb Chaim also says, Kedusha Soharetz is realized by the fact that it's Yerushas Yisrael. V'yirishtem yishavtem bo. So if it is Tachas Rishuseinu, so mainly it's still Yerushas Yisrael. So it's not, according to the Torah, it's not even necessary to have any ma'aser kibush.
Yeah, but Torah only meant when we got to the second kibush, that you learned not the way Reb Chaim was learning, and you learned...
No, the Torah says, the Torah, because the soil, I mean, you'll see, you'll look it up. It's many years since I saw the Lashon of the Hilchos Aras Yisrael. But he says that even now, suppose the Jews would buy, if from the United Nations has no authority whatsoever, but suppose they had authority, and they would buy it, and they would be given full control over Eretz Yisrael, it would become Niskadish B'dushas Eretz Yisrael.
Maybe that's only
according to the Torah, so a lot has Dushas Eretz Yisrael, described it from Smais. Assuming that a lot is of the Oshim Tel Avraham Avinu, that's another shayla. Assuming that Eilat is from the origin of Avraham Avinu, because Eilat is mentioned in the Gvulim Mishpoti, so that's a big shaila whether that was the origin of Avraham Avinu or the Gvulim mentioned in Mishpotim is only Haftoche Lohosid Lovei. But assuming that Eilat is from the origin, because Shlim HaMelech was Kevish Eilat. So that some who said, I mean, that Eilat is Eretz Yisrael. What? Reb Tzipras Frank said it. Yeah, I know it was. Most Rabbonim Gdelim said that it does not have just Eretz Yisrael. But according to the Torah, it's might have. And I said that according to Teis Vishita also, because Teis says even if Yochid, like Yoreb Menash, so Reb Tzipras Frank passing that. That it's higher than Mrs. at least Boretz. What?
Yes,
I didn't even know. Okay, all right. Anyway, that is my brother's side. But I'm soon going to discuss it. I have another pshat in the Rambam. But first, I want to discuss a certain kasha by the Chaznish. The Rambam, again, the Rambam says in Hilchos Trumos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, Eretz Yisrael Amura Bechol Mokein, Ki Ba'arotzei Shekipsho Melech Yisrael, Oinovi Midas Rev Yisrael, Vizeu HaNikro Kibush Rabbi. Aval Yochid Mi Yisrael, Oin Mishpocho, Oin Shevet, Shehocho Vikof Shol Atzmon, Mokein Afil Min Horetz, Shenito Lavrom, in the Nikro Eretz Yisrael, כדי שינהגו בי כל המצווס. ומפני זה חולק יהושע ובזדיני כל ארץ ישראל לשבוטים, אף על פי שלא יניר בשו, כדי שלא יהיה כיבוש יוחית, כי שיעלה כל שבט ושבט ויר בשחלתי. Strange loss. The Rambam, after discussing the law of Kibush Yochid Lishmi Kibush, and what is Kibush Yochid, the definition of Kibush Yochid, like Rashi Shite, I mean similar to Rashi Shite, a Kibush not by Melech Midas Beznagon. That's Kibush Yochid. So the Rambam says that's the reason as to why Yoshua made the Chluk of Eretz Yisrael Lishvoteo before he was Kibush all the origin of Avraham Avinu, because many parts of the origin of Avraham Avinu was conquered after the Ptira of Yeshua. It's mentioned in Shaftim. After the Ptira, Mias came, so there were Tevesh, Yehuda was Kevesh, Zvulun was Kevesh, this one was Kevesh. So many parts that were omitted, and still Yeshua made the Chluk. Why did he make the chluke? Why did he make the chluke before all of Eretz Yisrael was nearby? Because Yeshua knew that if he's not going to make the chluke now, then it will be impossible to have the approval of, first of all, there won't be melech. And the Shittas Rambam Miski B'Shrabi means melech. Melech. From the Ramban, if I miss this mash, Melech is not Me'akev, it can be Shefet too. But the Rambam Shiti is Dafke Melech. And after Yeshua, there was no Melech. Between Yeshua and Chol, there was no Melech. And then, it is such a simple thing to get the approval of the Znagodl for every piece of land that a certain Shevet was Kevesh. So, Mimele, in order to preclude problems, so Yeshua decided to make the chluke lishvotel even before Eretz Yisrael was nirusha. Because if he hadn't done that, then many of the conquests of the kibushim by the Shvotim would be a kibush yocht. So the chazni says the kashe, monefshach. How did it prevent from being kibush yocht monefshach? It has to be discouraged through kibush. And if so as long as Yeshua was alive, so everything was kibush rab. But the moment Yeshua was nifta, so then it wasn't, there was no melech. Yeshua was a melech. This the Rambam says in the Chasn Lochet that Yeshua was a melech. Kol Yish Hashi Yamres Picho. Yumos, Meir B'Malchus. So, that's a raya that he was a melech. Doesn't apply to a shefet. The Rambam said, Din melech b'tchilo Elo al pi bezn shal shivim skenim al pi novi. Ki Yeshua shemino meisha rabbeinu ubizdinei. Ubizdinei. Uchishol vidovi sheminom shmuel aramos ubizdinei. So Yeshua is a melech. So memele, so why is all of our Israel a kibush rab? That's the chaz. And the chaznish says vitzorachim. But I think the pshat in the Rambam is, it appears to be very simple, because Chlukas Oretz, the Chlukas Oretz was done by Yeshua al Pion Vitumim, al Pinovi. It wasn't done just by Yeshua alone. It was Midas Bez Nagodo, and it was al Pion Vitumim. So the Chlukas, because what is Kibush? Kibush is Yerusha, Reb Chaim says, because it means Yerushas Yisrael, and that's why we say that Yudalit Shono Shal Kibush V'Chiluk, so they were not Chayev in Trumas HaMaisos. So it wasn't like Chale. Chale was Potter of Trumas HaMaisos, because Chale was Potter Midraise of Trumas of Chale. Chale was Potter in Baishen. Because it wasn't Bias Kulchem, so Reb Chaim says that there is a distinction between the Bias Kulchem requirement Ligabi Chale and the Bias Kulchem requirement Ligabi Trumas HaMaisos. Because Chale, so even the Yudalit Shonov, the Gemara says in Ksuves, in Ide, that Mishor Shebon is Chayv B'Chale, even before the Yudalit Shonov Kibushchit, Trumas HaMaisos. So they became Yechuyev only after the Yudalit Shonov. So, but by Chale there is a loch of Bias Kulchem, that there has to be Bias Kulchem Mitzitnai. There has to be Bias Kulchem. By Sheni there was no Bias Kulchem. Because Bishas Bia, most Jews were not even in Eretz Yisrael. Most Jews remained in Chutz La'aretz, in Bova. So mainly it was Pata. Mashen Kein. Bashen Kein in the Bior Sheno, where it was a Bias Kulchem, so the moment they crossed the Yarden, they became a Chuyev in Chal. Mashen Kein Trumas HaMaisos, so there the Bias Kulchem is not just a Tnai. Bias Kulchem is explanatory of the Yerushas Yisrael. It has to be a Yerushas Yisrael al the Kibush V'Chiluk. So in other words, so before the Yudalit Shono, there was no Chlukas Oretz, so it wasn't the Yerushas Kol Yisrael as yet. So Melin Baisheini, true, there was Yigdush Al Dichazoke. But Ligabi Trumas Maisles, we require who require Kedushas Haaretz of Kol Yisroel al the Kibush v'Chiluk. So Chiluk is also part and parcel of Yerushas Yisroel. So Mele, the Chlukas Haaretz by Yehoshua and Alpi Bezna Gotel Alpi Yom Vitumim also had the Chalishem of Kibush Rabbim. Kibush Rabbim doesn't mean it has to be Dafke Melchome. Melchome Alpi by Melech and Alpi Bezna Gotel has a Chalishem Kibush Rabbim and Chlukas Haaretz by Bezna by Melech and Alpi Bezna Gotel and Alpi Yom Vitumim also has a Chalishem Kibush Rabbim. This is the Rambam says, und nize chola ki Yeshua u bizdine ikola atzisroel ishvotim af al pi shalo nir bisho ki dei shalo yie ki bishochit ki she yale kol shevet vishevet vihir bishochit. Alright, now what I, like this, my brother's teretz is kimin chayma, but there is one difficulty I find with it. Now we see from the Roshna Rambam. Now, the Rambam's Roshna is in Perik Aleph Milchestrumes, Haloche Gimul, Ha'arotzi Shekovash David, Chutz La'aretz Chanaan, Kinaram Na'arayim Daram Tzivo Ve'achlo V'chayitzi Ben, Afal Pi Shemelech Yisroel Hu, Ve'al Pi Bezna Godlu Eise, Eini Ke'arz Yisroel Hu Chol Dovo. ולוי כחוץ לורס לכל דובו כנבוב למצרים אלו יוצאו מכלל חוץ לורס וליישום כארץ ישראל לא יגיעו ומתנימה יורדו מלס ארץ ישראל מפני שכובע שישום קדש קדם שעיר ביש כל ארץ ישראל הנישה בו משיב עמם ולטוף אז כל ארץ נן לגבולסאו והקין כובע שערוצס אחריס הוי כיבוש שיקולי כארץ ישראל לכל דובו. We saw from the Rambam that Ligabi Smiche is only naked as the soil, so the Rambam says, Kolarotzi Shikov Shale Misraim after Pish Lake Kov Shale Bovel, Hinki as the soil, Domazi. So what's the Pshat? So the plain Pshat is that there are certain aloches that are based upon Kedusha Soretz. And there are certain halachas that are based not upon Kedushas Haaretz, but upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael. What does Shem Eretz Yisrael mean? The fact that it belongs, Pshutei Kemashmoi, Eretz Yisrael, the land of the Jews. What Jews? So Jews can have title in Mexico too. So, and even if they'll have full control, it will not be Eretz Yisrael. So it means that belongs to the Jewish people as a unit, ki ish echad, like chtiv achas, not a shutvi. So suppose all the Jews in the world will agree to buy a piece of land. It'll only be shutvi. It will not, title will not be vested in the Umma Israelis, in the Knesset Israel as a unit. So that means that Shem Eretz Yisrael, who says that Pshat in the Rambam? The Malbush Yom Tov. Everybody says that Pshat. All the Rosh Yeshiva say that in the Rambam. That there are certain halachas that are based upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So they are Dushe. So Dushe Rishenu is Kishol Ishaita of Loi Kishol Osit Lovei. And Kedushas Shnu is Kishol Osit Lovei. So Mele, the Mekemis is Kofshul Mishraim, Kofshul Bovel. So do not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the Apotter of Tumas Amaisis. And then there are certain halachas that are based upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael. The Shem Eretz Yisrael. Shem Eretz Yisrael means it belongs to Israel. Not belongs to Israel like Shutfi, but belongs to Israel, it belongs to Klal Yisrael. Now through Kibush, so the Gzeres HaKos, Kol Mokim Asher Titer Beikaf, Rag Lechem. Boi Nisatif. So what does Boi Nisatif mean? Nisatif. I give it to you. That means it belonged to the Jews. What, the Jews are shooting now? It will belong to the Jews as a unit to Klal Yisrael. So Kibush accomplishes two things. First of all, it acquires the Shem Eretz Yisrael. And then it also is Niskadesh B'dushas Eretz Yisrael. Now, according to the Rambam, so, Bishleine, according to Rashi and Tosfos, that kibush suruye at the very outset, ab initio, at its inception, was not a kibush rabin. Some mele, according to Rabbi Yisi, that kibush yochet loish me kibush. So both halachas don't apply. The diktushes of Eretz Yisrael was not chal, and the shem Eretz Yisrael was not chal either, because in order to be beilochem nisati, it has to be kibush rabin. Kol mokim asher tidor bei. What it means to the kibush rabbi, but Surya was a kibush yochet, so it doesn't. It didn't acquire a chalei shem Eretz Yisrael either. But according to the Rambam, that he says that ha'arotzi shekovash dovish chutz le'aretz Kanaan ki amnarayim varam tzeivu ve'achu v'chayisben af al pi shem Eretz Yisrael v'al pi bez nagod le'isim. So it was a kibush rabbi. So why isn't it Eretz Yisrael? Because of one problem, he was kevish suye when Eretz Kanaan was not in our possession. So it's another aloche that the kedushas Eretz Yisrael is not chal on Yisofeis unless Eretz Kanaan livulusel is in our possession. So that aloche should apply only to the kedusha of but. In respect to the halacha of boilochem yie, so meichateis, so it should have a chalei shem Eretz Yisrael. Maybe it is like that.
Why should the halacha of the shem Eretz Yisrael be capturing Mexico? Maybe since the halacha of some of the altar. With regard to the Shem Eretz Yisrael, also,
it's just okay. All right. So, in other words, that this halacha is okay. You can say it. In other words, that because the Loshna Rambam is Arotzi Shekovash David Chutz Le'aretz Kanaan Ki Aram Naraim V'Ram Tzeivo V'Achlo V'Chayitzben Af Al Pi Shemelach Yisrael Hu V'Al Pi Bez Nagod Lo Eise. Any Eretz Yisrael lechol davar, v'loy kechutz lares lechol davar, kim bovel u'mitzrayim, ele yotzu mechol chutz lares v'liyeson kechutz Yisrael lehigiyo. V'liyeson kechutz Yisrael lehigiyo. But then, so, you could be midayik from the Lashon Rambam. It's alright, I accept it, I mean. It's alright. Yeah, I also thought that you can say it that way. Because since it's a new, it wasn't kibush yochid. Surya was bemes kibush rabin. But another aloch of some of the paltirish aloch loikavashto vato helich v'kevish saram narayim. So it's another zeros akosuf. The dusha Eretz Yisrael is not chal as long as Eretz Yisrael is not ligvul esel in our possession. Eretz Yisrael ligvul esel is not in our possession. So if we were to say that one is not allowed to do it, then I understand. So mainly it should apply not only to the Kedusha, but also to the Kinyan. But the Rambam Shita is that Al Pi Bez Nagod Lo Eise, so there was no Issa. David acted Kedin. But the Kedusha Sassol couldn't be Chal. Meir HaTei said that applied, that it couldn't even acquire the it couldn't even make become the Kinyan of Klal Yisrael, but it's possible to say that. I thought of something else. Now the Rambam says in the Loshin, any Eretz Yisrael l'choldova v'loy kechutz l'ores l'choldova k'imbovel Mitzrayim el yotzu michlal chutz l'ores v'liyeson Eretz Yisrael l'igil. So from this Loshin, you could say that maybe on the contrary, according to the Rambam, Surya has his Chalisha Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't have Dusha Eretz Yisrael. If Surya had been Kibush Yochid Mame, so then it wouldn't even have his Eretz Yisrael. But Surya was Kibush Rami, it wasn't Kibush Yochid, but it didn't have Dusha Eretz Yisrael, because of a special aloche that it couldn't be Niskalu Eretz Yisrael, since at the very outset, Eretz Yisrael was not Bigvul Hasel. So I thought it's midraise, it was the kinyan of Klal Yisrael. But then, you could say that. But then the Rambam says in Halacha Dalet, so ye yish dvorim shi bohen ke Eretz Yisrael, ve yish dvorim shi bohen ke Chutz Laaretz. Vakene bo karka ke kene be Eretz Yisrael in trume so meisres so shvis. Ve hakel bi so ye mit vesefri. So in other words, even though the Rambam said that so ye is a special category by itself, it's not like Chutz Laaretz, it's not like Eretz Yisrael, so that's only on the Rabbon level. But on the Reiser level, it's completely like Chutz Laaretz. So that means the Tzuriyah from Allah, while from the Loshon HaRambam Nalach HaGimul, you could say, on the contrary, that according to the Rambam, Tzuriyah does not have Dushas Eretz Yisrael, but the Shem Eretz Yisrael it has. Shem Eretz Yisrael, the Mele Smiche could take place in Tzuriyah, mid Reis. But from the Loshon HaRambam, in Allah HaDalad, it's Mashma, no. That smicha couldn't take place in Soria. Smicha couldn't take place in Soria. But because he says, the hakil be Soria medevesefrim, even though the Rambam says that Soria is a special, is a category by itself, it's not like Chusla, it's not like Yisrael, only on the Rabbonim level, it's a special category by itself. But on the Reiser level, it's Chusla's mamish. It's Chusla's mamish. The question is, why? So you could say that. In other words, the same Zeros HaKosov that tells us that it couldn't be Niskadish B'Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it couldn't be Niskadish B'Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, some Mele also implies that it couldn't become the Kinyan of Klal Yisrael. But I hesitate, you see, according to my brother Steretz, he said, he explained, how does the Gemore base it upon kibush yochet loish me kibush? It's a special aloche. So my brother said, "Einoch nami." At the very outset, it had nothing to do with kibush yochet shmei kibush or not. And even Reb Meir was made that it was part of the mesomaisis. But later on, when David HaMelech was kevish, when David HaMelech was kevish, Yerushalayim and all the other mekemes, so nitn l'Avraham Avinu, so that miniyah did not exist. So Kedushas Eretz Yisrael should have been chal at that time, years later, when he was kevish in Yerushalayim. So why wasn't it chal? So Reb Meir says, Einoch nami, it was chal. But, and Reb Yehesi said, no. Why? Because since at the very outset of the kibush, so it couldn't be chal. So later on, it was like kibush. And if kibush yochish may kibush, so it could be chal later on, even though there was no maise kibush. So if we are to assume that at the very outset, it was a kinyan of Klal Yisrael. It was a kinyan of Klal Yisrael. But later on, it was the king of Klal Yisrael, but there was no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael because of Zeros HaKosov, that until Eretz Yisrael Bigvul Hasel is now possession, so no Kedusha is Chal on Yisofeis. So we understand as to why, according to Reb Meir, the Kedusha was Chal later on. But if we are to say that the same Zeros HaKosov applied not only to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but to the Shem Eretz Yisrael also, someone efshach, if at the very outset it didn't become the kinyan of Klal Yisrael, and it was the kinyan just of David HaMelech and the Kevshim, like any kibushochit, because of the Zeros HaKosov, that no haloche of kibush Rabbi Mishal, as long as Eretz Yisrael that was Nitzan L'Avraham Avinu is not in our possession. So how could, according to Reb Meir, the king and proti that David HaMelech and the Lecham in head in Eretz Yisrael merge into a king and glory of Klal Yisrael. How is it possible? If the Gzeres HaKosuf is only Gzeres HaKosuf in the Gdushe, but not in the Chalishem Eretz Yisrael, so that means that at the very outset, according to everybody, it became a king, and since it was a Kibush Rabin, so Kol Mokem Ashatit Rabbei, Bulachem Nesatif, it was Nesatif. So Hashem Eretz Yisrael it acquired. But Kedushas Eretz Yisrael it didn't acquire for a different reason, because Eretz Yisrael was not like Vlasel. So Meir says, but later on, it became his country, Eretz Yisrael. But if we are to say that the same Zeres HaKosuf, that as long as Oresh Mitzel Avon Avinu is not in our possession, so that is me'akif even the Kenyan Kloli of Kol Yisrael in it. So that means at the very outset, Kol Yisrael didn't acquire title in it. Who acquired title? David HaMelech and Lechami. So how does Rameah say that after that it merged into a Kenyan Kol? That's the difficulty I found it. So, unless we have to say in the Chanami, but from the Loshon HaRambam is mashma, the Hakel B'Surya Midive Seifrim, that on the Reisa level, Surya is Chushul Ores Mamish. That means that Tzmicha cannot be Negin Surya. And the Rambam in the Sanhedrin says, V'chol Mokim Shekov Shurel Mitzrayim, is a Hareyu Kert Yisroel in the, it's mashma, only Kof Shurel Mitzrayim, but not Surya. Surya, there cannot be Tzmicha. Surya cannot be Tzmicha. So, I think of another pshat in the Rambam. I think of another pshat in the Rambam, but it's possible to say that. And maybe in a Chaname, but I think of another pshat in the Rambam. In other words, the Rambam is made to the definition of Kibush Rabim. The definition of Kibush Rabim is the same, according to Rashi, according to Tesvest, a Kibush by Klal Yisrael, not a Kibush by Yochid Mi Yisrael or by 10 million Yochid, but by Kibush by Klal Yisrael. The Rambam is made. So, but, and even though we said in Tesvest the Pshat, that the reason as to why Tesvest says, if Eretz Yisrael, is, if Eretz Yisrael Avraham Avinu is not in our possession, then there is no mitzvah v'yirishtem v'yishavtem bo. And on the contrary, it's in Moser, to be kevish nisofis. So mainly it cannot, if it's osar and it doesn't involve the kima mitzvah of yirishtem v'yishavtem bo, so mainly it cannot be misyaches to Klal Yisrael. But then the question of Eilis, so that's all right according to the Shita of the Ramban, that there is a mitzvah of kibush haaretz, but the Rambam doesn't mention it in the Minam. He says, but I said last week that even according to the Rambam, there is a mitzvah deraisa of kibush haaretz, because the Sefri says, "Milamid shikulo yishi mitzvah yishi v'saras Yisrael keneges klatere kule." The Sefri says, but according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah chiyuvis. And the Ramban says, "Zei roye shehi chevo mitzvo." He means chevo loy haftocho v'yud bilvat. Why does he mention loy haftocho v'yud bilvat? Because the Rambam shite is that it's haftocho v'yud bilvat. What does yud mean? Yud means something sublime. Yes. So now it's a mitzvah kiyumis. So according to the Rambam, there is also a kiyuma mitzvah in kibush haaretz. The Oresh Mitzel Avraham Avinu involves a kiyuma mitzvah. So mele, and it could be kind of mitzvah even in the Oresh that was not Mitzel Avraham Avinu as a matone gmure, but b'tiras haftoche. So let's say the gvulin that he mentioned naked, so it's not according to that, we mentioned on Friday, according to the Rambam it was Mitzel Avraham Avinu, but according to the Rambam, as the Hamikdover says, it was not Mitzel, but it was, there was Aftoche, and it was in the Brisbane Absorim, even King Nizim Kadmeini was in the Brisbane Absorim. So Mele, once Erzknan Shemitel Avraham Avinu is now possession, then there is a Kima Mitzvah in being Kevesh, those parts that there was a breeze that was huftach by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. Let's say in Mesa Mashiach it will be a mitzvah to be kevish kenik nizivikat meini. So mele, according to the Rambam, we can apply the same wonders. Kibush Rabbi means a kibush by Klal Yisrael. But what is considered a kibush realized by Klal Yisrael if it involves the kiyum mitzvah of Yerishtem in Shaftembo? Even though according to the Rambam it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, but it's a mitzvah kiyumis. So mele the aloche, but there is one difference between Teisves and Rambam. According to Teisves, so the aloche of somuch lepaltira shaloch loikavashto, v'ato helich v'kevish samnarayim implies a nisah. And Sanhedrin rebuked David HaMelech. But according to the Rambam, the aloche of somuch lepaltira shaloch loikavashto, v'ato helich v'kevish samnarayim doesn't imply a nisa. Just that there is no kiyuma mitzvah of Yerishtem v'yishavtem bo, and the parts of Eretz Yisrael that are included in the Avtocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bris Bin Apsorim, if it was not nitno as a matonitas. So mimele, when can there be a kiyuma mitzvah of Yerishtem v'yishavtem bo an Surye? Only if Eretz Kna'an Ligvul Esau is in our possession. But when David HaMelech was given Surya, it was Be'et HaKamur. He received the Rishus of Bez Nagodl. Bez Nagodl told him that he gave Surya. There was a tzerech to be kevish, to wage the Mulchome against Surya. But it did not involve the Kima Mitzvah of Yerishtem Yishavtem. Because when can there be a Kima Mitzvah in being kevish kizik keini knizivik admeini? The Mesa Moshiach will be a kima mitzvah, not be kevish, because Eretz Yisrael Avraham Avinu will be completely in our possession without any trouble from the Umis Eilam. But as long as it's not Yodin Tkufa, and even now it's still not Yodin Tkufa, because we have all kinds of trouble, and every day a new trouble, a new problem. So that means it's not really in our possession. The state of Israel is not really in our possession if we have to yield to the pressure by the State Department. That's not considered in our possession if we have to do lobbying. And so it's some mele, there is no, but losid lovei, when it will be in our possession, so then there will be a mitzvah of Yerishtem v'yishavtem bo in regard to all the territory that was not only given to Avraham Avinu, but was promised to Avraham Avinu. So the reason as to why it was not miskadish b'kedushas haaretz, it was not misyachis, the kibush, like this, if a kibush is done by Melech with the approval of Bez Nagodol, so then it's misyachis, it's attributed to Klal Yisrael. But only if it involves the kima mitzvah of Yerishtem Yishavtem Bo. But when does it involve the kima mitzvah of Yerishtem Yishavtem Bo if Eretz Kna'an is now a possession? But at the time David HaMelech conquered Surya from the Goyim, so then Eretz Kna'an was not in our possession. So Mimele, it's true there was no Isa. There was no Isa, because Bez Nagodol gave him Rishus, so Bez Nagodol decided that there was a Tzerach in being Kevish, in order to subdue the Sinai Yisrael, Aaron. But it was no Isa involved, but it didn't involve the Kima Mitzvah of Yerishtem Yishavtem Bo. If it didn't involve the Kima Mitzvah of Yerishtem Yishavtem Bo, so mele it wasn't Misyachis to Klal Yisrael. And it was not on, and if it wasn't Mishiachis to Klal Yisrael, so mele, in the finale, it was a Kibushochit. You see, in other words, so it's mamish, according to my brother's teretz, the reason as to why at the very outset it wasn't Miskadish has nothing to do with Kibushochit, Kibushochit. Special Allah. But, When did it have to do with the Shaila of Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush, Oishu Kibush? Later on. According to my theory, it's no. And the reason as to why at the very outset it wasn't his Kaddish B'dushas Eretz Yisrael is because of Kibush Yochid, Loishu Kibush. In other words, it has to be Kibush by Klal Yisrael as one person. But, so if, let's say, it isn't done by Melech and Bezna Godel, so then, so it's not a Kibush by Klal Yisrael, very simply. But here it was done by Melech and Alpi Bezna Godel. But again, it wasn't Misyachis, it couldn't be attributed to Klal Yisrael. So it was a Kibush only by David HaMelech and the Leichamim. So Mele, it didn't become, it wasn't Kibush Rabim, at the very outset it wasn't Kibush Rabim. At the very outset it wasn't a Kibush Rabim. And Mele, it didn't become at the very outset the Kinyan of Klal Yisrael. Of Klal Yisrael. But according to Reb Meir, that Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, so it doesn't have to be done by the Rabbim, by Klal Yisrael. So Mele, it becomes Niskadu B'Shazal Yisrael anyway. That's why the Rambam says, the Hakil B'Surya Midive Seifim. So there is a difference between my Teretz and my brother's Teretz. According to my brother's Teretz, so at the very outset, it wasn't Chayvitz Musamayis Rasidim according to Remeah. According to my Teretz, so according to Remeah, it became the Chuyev and Tumis and Maisres at the very outset.
So why is
that
considered,
why is
the Rabbi Nachman captured? Why is that called
Kibush Yochid? He did it for the sake of the Rabbi. He's there to say the Rabbi. Because if you see the Mefarshim and Shmuel, so you see that the reason as to why David HaMelech was Kibush Surya is because he wanted to subdue Aram, because Aram was an enemy of Yisrael. He wanted to subdue them. And that's the reason as to why Bezna Godel gave him Rishus. Why did Bezna Godel give him Rishus? After all, it couldn't be Niskadu Yudhish Asat Yisrael anyway. So what's the purpose in being Kibush? Because there was a purpose in subduing Aram. But it did not constitute Tikiyum HaMitzvah V'Yerishtem Yishavtem Bo. Why? Because when can one be Mikayim? Even according to the Rambam, there is a Mitzvah Kiyum Yisrael V'Yerishtem Yishavtem Bo. Only when the Oretz Nitnu Avram of Eretz Kanaan is Litvulosel in our possession. And still at that time it wasn't in our possession. So the Muhammad by David HaMelech, it was Behetar Gomor. But it didn't involve the kiyum of Yerishtim Shaftimbo. So merely it cannot be Misyachis to Klal Yisrael. So whose kibush was it? David and the Leichami. So merely the aloche of Kibush Yochid applies, that the Rambam mentions. The aloche of Kibush Yochid applies. So merely it wasn't Niskadu Yisrael, and it didn't become a kiyum of Klal Yisrael either, because of the aloche kol mokim asher titrech bei. What does it mean, titrech bei? Titrech means it's loshen yochid, doesn't say titrechu, because it has to be a kibush by Klal Yisrael as one person. That's why the posik says kol mokim asher titrech loshen yochid. It's like one person, the collective, the tzibo as one person is loshen yochid. It's not like shutvim.
So, according to Rambam, besides the mitzvah of Yerushas Aretz, you also have to have Rav Yisrael. So, it's a tzir of both Rashi and Taisus then. Like according to the Rambam, it's necessary only
Bezna Godel. Das midas Bezna. Das Rav Yisrael or Das Bezna.
Only because of Kiyum of
Yerushas. That's right.
According to Rashi, let's say if it was Viva Das Rav Bezna without the Kiyum of Yerushas.
Yeah, that's right. Now, all right. I think that we discussed the Indian of Kibush Yochid thoroughly. Now, the Gemara, Voreitzel Ikonos Lobitara Nichnas, Ba'amret Afrotome, Bisido Tevo Midl, Ditanye, Hanichnas Lazamin, Bisido Tevo Midl, Rebbe Mitame, Rabbi Yisi be Rabbi Yudah Mitaya. Vafil Rebbe leka mitame ele beres amin. Di gozra al gucho val aviro. Aval suri al gucho gozru al aviro loy gozru. Now, so b'nigi eres amin, there is the gzera of the gush and davra. There is an abaya d'leif shite. Whether if shite or lo if shite is not so poshut. But there is an abaya. In Gemara Nidorim, there is an abaya. Whether al gusho gozru aviro nat or al aviro nam gozru. Gemara knows that mandal. Mishne says that mandal do mandal at the bottom that avras choche is va pois and is a pras ve aras amin va gil va deifek of his dam. Anyway, so Alelo in anozo migaleach umaze bishlishi uvishvi. So it's mentioned among other things Eresam. Among other things mentioned Eresam. So Eresamim is mitam. Now what about Eresamim? Eresamim, the Gemara in Shabbos says, that this word. That was many, many years before the Chum Abayis. Yesi ben Yezer was about 200 years before the Chum Abayis. The first Zugis, Yesi ben Yezer, the Yisraida, the Yesi ben Yechonim Yishir Yerushalayim, goes to Tumu al Erasam, all place for this.
So who? Before Chum Abayis Rishon.
By Shemi, not by Yisrish. Before Chum Abayis Shemi. It's about 200 years before the Chum Abayis Shemi. So Yesi ben Yezer and Yesi ben Yechonon were Gezer to Malar Sam. So the Gemara Sikashi, and Yesi ben Yezer was about 200 years before the Chum Abayis. Vor Abon di Shminim Shonogos. In other words, the Chachomim who lived about 80 years before the Chum Abayis, that was 120 years later, after Yesi ben Yezer, were Gezer to Malar Sam. So it's still. Vorabonon al dishminim shonogos. Yomer Raftane kishe cholo Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi shol chole Rabbi or Rabbeinu. Emeilonu beiz v'gimul dvoron shomarto mishmavicho. Shalach lem kachom arabo. Rabbi Yisi. Kuf pei shono ad shalichor al abayis poshto malchus or shoal Yisrael des malchus reimi. Pei shono ad shalichor al abayis gozrutum al eretz. So when would the chachom gezer tume only 80 years? Only 80 years
before.
And when did Malchus Reimi take over jurisdiction of Eretz Yisrael? 180 years before the Chum. And Yesi ben Yezer was before Malchus Reimi took over. So Yesi ben Yezer was at least 200 years, if not more, before the Chum Abayis. So there's still here it says that about 200 years before Chum Abayis, Yesi ben Yezer was Gezer to Malar Samim, and there the Braise says that only 80 years before the Chum Abayis to Gezer Malar Samim. So the Peishon al Achel Chol Abayis goes to Tumu al Samim, Val Glischuchis Mem Shon Achel Chol Abayis goes to Sanhedrin, Vyoshul Vachanuis, Lamayil Chese, Oma Avisa Barab Dimelein, Asholidono Dineknoses, Dineknoses Al Kedaito, Haleime, Sholidono Dinefoshes, Vichitame, Vifeishon Name, Inohave, Vatanye Hill Vishime, and if you are going to say that Yesi ben Yezer, I mean, this is a historical fact, but Gemore is proving it. So that Yesi ben Yezer lived many, many years before 80 years prior to Chum. Vatanye Hill Vishime, Gamil Vishime, Inuagunisiosum, Dabais Meishon, Vilu Yesi ben Yezer. So Hillel was Meir Shono before the Chum. And Yesi ben Yezer was so many generations before that, because Hillel and Shammai were the last of the Zugis, and Yesi ben Yezer were the first of the Zugis. May feel Yesi ben Yezer is later Yesi ben Yechon have a kadmetuve. Elo osinu Gozer Agusha Lisrei, Vavira Veliklum. So there were three stages in the Gzeira and Tumas Arasam. Soon I'll be through. So there were three stages. The first stage was in the days of Yesi ben Yezer. So then Yesi ben Yezer was Gezer Tume and the Gush of Arasami, Lisrei. The Avira Veliklum, but the Avira, as far as the Takone by Yesi ben Yezer is concerned, so only the Gush of Eretz Amim was Mitame, but the Avir of Eretz Amim was not Mitame. If somebody, let's say, just passed through the Eretz Amim on a horse, on a donkey, he didn't become Tame, because he was only in contact with the Avir of Eretz Amim. He didn't step on the territory and the Gush of Eretz Amim. The Osa Rabbonu de Peishono Gozer Avir Lisreis. Lisreis. So then the Rabbonon, the Peishono, they were gazing that even if somebody doesn't step on the territory of the Azam, he just passes through the Avir of the Azam.
Flies over the airplane.
And, oh yeah, an airplane, all right. So he's also Tom. He's also Tom. I didn't want to mention airplane, all right, I have a reason. The Oser Rabbon and the Peshono Gozer Avira Lisreis. Lememre de Chodek Zerta Ave Lisreife, Vomar Ilfe, Yodayin Triloson, Xeroso Trilas Xeroson Lisreife, Yodaimu de Trilas Xeroson Lisreife, Homidachin Eloi, Elosi Nul Gozer Agushe Lisreis. So Yesime Yezer was Gezer Tume Bitterasophic. You know, something is Mitame in two ways. Either biteres vadai or biteres sofik. Biteres vadai, it means that you burn it. And biteres sofik, you can't use it. But you can't eat it. Sofik tome, but not vadai tome. So you have to be tailored. So at the very outset, the Yesim Yezer was gezer tome lisleis, biteres sofik. Why was he gezer lisleis, biteres sofik? Because the gush, because the gush might have etzem kiseir of imes, and etzem kiseir of imes is mitami b'magyo b'mas, not mitami be'al, because the in order to mitami be'al it has to be the rov minyan of the mes, but not etzem kiseir. So he says, so Yesi ben Yezer was only gazing at the gush is misalosin because ragusha lisleis, vavir veliklum. The osa rabbon and the peishono goes ragusha lisleis, vavir lisleis. So then more as another kasha, vakate bushi goes. So according to what you are saying, there are only two stages, but there was a third stage. Ushe means after the home. Peishono is 80 years before the Chum, but there was Xeras Tume after the Chum, because when after the Chum, so the Sanhedrin was Gele to Yavne, that was the first place, and then from Yavne it went to Ushe, so that was a number of years after the Chum. Vakate bi Ushe gozo ditnan al vof sveike serfenes atrume al sofik bis apras val sofik ofer abom eres amim val sofik bigde amoretz val sofik hilian in tsoin val sofik oreikim val sofik mirag veodom shchneget mirag behimo val vadem agoin sofik temos on serfenes atrume rabiei seimei af al sofik magon bishis ayochi tserfin vachachomim bishis ayochi teilin bishis ram teilin so vom arule elu vof sveikes. So that means that Tumas Eres Amim is it a Kone of Ushe. That was after the Chum, a number of years after the Chum. So the Gemara says, that's the final Maskon of the Gemara. Elosinu Gozo Agusha Lisleis. So there are three stages. The first stage was the Takone by Yesi ben Yezer. So they were misakin that the Gush is mitamei b'tirasofik. Because Bimagel Mase, so Esim Kiseo is Mitami. So Nerasamim, there are so many Mesim. So it's possible that every Gush has an Esim Kiseo.
You mean you stepped on the Esim Kiseo?
Yeah, you stepped on it. So Mele is Tomi Mase, but that's only Sophic. It doesn't mean that every piece of land has an Esem Kiseva. They didn't. There was no guarantee, but it's only Mitzrayim. So, Osiinu Elo, Osiinu Yisim Eza Yisim Yichonon, Gozu Radgus Shalislis, Vavir Avalei Klum, Vos Rabon and Dishmeinim Shono, Goza Idevide Lislis, Wal Gezer and the other two. The Ose Biuje, Gozu Radgus Shalislis, Vavir Kedikoi Koi. So now there are three stages. So at first, in the first stage, the Chachomim only answered Lislis, Gush, and Avira nothing. Then the second stage, they were Gezer Avira also Lislis, without touching the Gush. And then in the third stage relates only to the Gush, but whereas originally, the Gush was Mitamei Biterasofik, so in Ushe they were Misakin, it should Mitamei Terasvadai. But as far as the Saver is concerned, so that is Kidikoi Koi only Biterasofik. So here the Gemore has an Abai. Veretzaam, Iboyalu, Eretzaami Mishmavire Gozrole, Odilmo Mishum Gushe Gozrole. So the Gemore. So what's the pshat? Dilma mishum gushi gozale. So Teisa says the Miforesh requires an explanation. So let's go over. It's not Rashi. The Pirush and Nozer is not Rashi. It's Miforesh. It's not Rashi. Eretz Amel Avir Gozru Kliem Halir Beside Tevo Migdol Gedeli Siyisam Memso Sheimi Kamu Tume Oyal Gesha. Eretz Amim, Oya Nichnas Bikorin Bisvino, Shechmir Boyesam Beel Ames, Kidishol Yetzi Meres Huchlores, Oidilma Mishum Gushe Dafke, Hamayel Al Gusho Gosru, Kmoishe Mayel Al Ames, Miklimesi Mabul, Oi Miknei Rev Mi Israel Shemergo Bechuchlores, Avra Nichnas Bisedo Tevo Migdol, Oi Bikorin Bisvinoloi. So here's Nabai, where the Ogezer only on Gush and Mavenat, but the Gemara in Shabbos says there are three stages. And the second stage, Peishono Kedem Achobim, the Ogezer and Avia. So how does the Gemara have Nabai? So Tesis says, V'hodim Mashmal Ferekam Di Shabbos, the Gozer al Gush al Avir, Ohosom Oche Perushi, Bein Li Nigei Abi Gushe, Bein Mayel al Gushe, Beloi Shum Hefzik Li Gushe, Aval bibo bisi de tevo migdol sheyesh hefsek loy.